Our congregation here at Watermill has spent a good bit of time over the past year thinking about the ways in which we who are from different generations may bless each other in our living for the Lord and in our efforts to serve Him. In Paul's letters to Timothy and Titus, this seems to be especially a theme that he addresses. From 1 Timothy 4, Paul makes note of the fact that someone who is younger may still be one who sets the believers an example in several ways, in conduct, in love, in speech, in faith, in purity. Someone who's younger may be gifted and may use those gifts in an effective way in serving the Lord, and may make progress in living for the Lord, and may honor both what the Lord says and what He asks for in terms of how we live. On the other hand, in Titus chapter 2, the impression is left on us that what is expected here of a younger Christian takes place in the setting or in the context of a congregation where there are other generations present as well, and where the interaction between older men, younger men, younger women, and oneself all work together to produce a situation in which honor and growth may take place. Our visit tonight, we're part of the family series, is an illustration of the importance and the value and the blessing of the relationships that we've been describing here. We've talked to people who have been taking different work or job settings and raising a family, to couples who are serving the Lord in wonderful ways, and then to families who are raising little ones, and to families who are farther along in life and entering into retirement. Tonight we're going to talk with a couple of our young men, Devin Carroll and Elijah Morrison, and we're going to learn how living for the Lord in a time like this has looked from the eyes of younger Christians. Remember that our purpose in this whole series is to appreciate and to apply. To appreciate the blessings that we find and the lessons we learned from our brothers and sisters here, and then to figure out how our faith applies, how what we know from Scripture applies in different situations at different places in our lives. We appreciate these two young brothers, and we think you'll be blessed by hearing from them tonight. So, Devin and Elijah, thank you guys for taking time out to come visit with us for this session of our summer series. I know you're both busy young men, and we appreciate your bosses letting you off to come and visit with us. We've been talking with people from very different circumstances in our congregational life about not only how this interrupted schedule period of our lives has been for them, but also what they're hoping for going forward, both for themselves as individuals and for us as a congregation. So Devin, tell us where you are in school right now and where you go to school.
So I go to school Fairgrove.
Okay.
And we got out at the end of third quarter because of spring break, and then we didn't go back because of...
Okay. So what year will you be in school this year?
I'll be a junior.
So you missed the fourth quarter of your sophomore year.
Yep.
Then?
Yep.
Okay. And what about you, Elijah? Are you a Pittsburgh Pirate, or what kind of Pirate are you?
That's the Ash Grove Pirate.
All right.
I'll be going into my sophomore year, so I missed the fourth quarter of my freshman year. And we don't really have spring break, so we went back to school the Monday of when they were having spring break, and then they announced that we weren't going to go back to school for the rest of the
time. All right. So did you guys both do, like, online classes from home during that period of time?
Yeah.
How'd that go for you?
It was a lot different than, in my opinion, I like having people around me to kind of to help understand some things and to kind of have fun with. But it did go a little bit faster just by yourself doing the work on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little bit more efficient, I think.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I definitely like the classroom setting a lot more than online. And then, like Elijah said, it did go a lot faster, though, I felt like.
Yeah.
Because
what did you find the hardest thing about it, other than just not having people around and all that? Did the excitement of doing it a different way wear off pretty quick? Or,
Yeah.
So what kind of activities that you would normally have been a part of your school year at that period of time? I know both of you guys are athletes and you're involved in other things. So what kind of activities did you not get to do this year that you would have otherwise?
I didn't get to do track season this year.
You missed the whole track season?
Yeah, they had to cancel that.
Mm-hmm.
We had practiced a little bit for baseball, and then when it got canceled, at first they were thinking about doing just a smaller schedule, and then it kept just getting to where then they just cut it off.
Yeah.
And there was club stuff like FFA and stuff like that. We didn't get to do any compete in contest teams or anything like that.
Yeah. So you missed some not just the classroom stuff, but also the extracurriculars that you both would have been involved in. How would you say that impacts people in your age group, your friends, even our other youth group people, emotionally over a period of time to have that happen? Does it get you down, or is it discouraging, or is it you take it in stride, or how do you describe it?
For me, it always kind of helps, like, when I'm around others, because I feel like they, like, my friends kind of help, like, lift me up and stuff. And so, I mean, it was kind of tough, like, not being at school and not seeing them.
Yeah. So what about you, Elijah?
Yeah, it's like when they first said it was canceled, I was just like kind of in shock. It was like, I didn't even hear about this until a week ago.
Yeah.
But then
you and all the rest.
Yeah. And then a couple of days into it, and I was like, I'm gonna miss my entire fourth quarter of my freshman year. And then I kind of got down on myself, but then there was a lot of good things that came out of it.
Yeah, but you didn't volunteer to do freshman year over or anything.
No.
Like that. Okay.
I'll keep
so, how did you guys? What did you do to stay in touch with your friends? I mean, you can't be in classrooms with them or on the ball fields with them or track or whatever. So, what did you do to stay in touch with the people that are important to you?
Social media.
All right. Yeah. A lot of that.
If it weren't for technology, it'd be a lot rougher, I think.
For church, for us,
yeah,
certainly, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
the same way?
That
okay.
Would be rough.
Okay. So are you back now doing some things, some of those activities, or
mm-hmm.
both of you?
Yeah,
okay.
We have.
What are you doing, Elijah?
So in the morning, they have like weights and conditioning and stuff for off seasons, and that they have it to where like only a certain amount of people can be in places at the same time, and most of the stuff's outside. And when you go in the weight room, you have to spray it down. So there's still like precautions, but it's a lot better than nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
And
yeah.
we play baseball games still.
You're playing now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. What about you?
We've been able to do like summer basketball stuff now,
so that's
been good. We've been able to get in the gym and do open gyms and that kind of stuff.
Did you work out on your own before you got able to go back and do that?
Yeah, we had our own weight set at home.
So you kept on your disciplining yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. All right, so how's it feel to be in this room, man? We haven't been in here more than a quarter also.
Wow.
Yeah. So both of you young men have been involved in our life as a congregation very much. You've helped in our lead our services and that kind of thing. And both of you have come and helped us live stream a service during this period of time as well, which we appreciate very much. Mm-hmm. So how did it strike you leading a service or helping to lead a service with nobody in the room?
It was definitely a lot. It was very strange.
What was the strangest thing
there
about
wasn't,
it?
There wasn't anybody out there. The pews were so empty, and the church building felt so much bigger, I felt like, since there was nobody in there.
Yeah. So you notice in that situation the things that maybe that we take for granted. We take for granted we're going to come to church, and then we'll all be there, and we'll encourage each other and all that. We still have to try to do that even when we can't physically come. That's been one of the challenges. How have you gone about trying to keep yourself encouraged spiritually while this has been, while we've been passing through this period of time?
Well, when we weren't able to have the live services and had to do it on Facebook, I weren't able to go to class, I realized just like what a huge part of my life the church is.
Yeah.
And like when I wasn't able to see everyone, it was kind of discouraging, but again, social media helped a lot, and being able to watch Justin's videos and on that sort of stuff, and mm-hmm. daily Bible reading, and that helped a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was your family able to do the live stream thing okay most of the time?
With a little bit of difficulties. There is where we live, there's not a whole lot of internet options.
Mm-hmm.
So the internet that we do have is it's not very good. So there'd be sometimes at the beginning it was a little harder because we were just trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
But once we figured it out, there'd be times that it'd pause.
Okay. But you got to
yes.
do it at least.
Yes, we did.
All right.
Get to
very
do that.
Good. Very good. What about you, Devin? What's helped you to keep yourself going spiritually while this is going on?
I think definitely my family, because like they've been there like kind of 24/7 throughout this whole thing, and like we've been kind of stuck at home. But they've definitely helped me, like encouraged me, like continue to read my Bible, we continue to pray. So that's been like that's really helped. And then of course like the services, of course, like they still
Have you talked to other of your friends among our young people here about what they've done or what's helped them or how they're doing?
Anna and Maddie both said like both their families have been able to help them quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Like they've still been able to like pray together. They've actually kind of grown closer because they've been able to have so much time together and they haven't been so
together.
Busy.
We talk about family worship sometimes, and it sure has been that in that way. So we're grateful for that part of it. What have you found to be the biggest challenge spiritually? I mean, we've already mentioned the not being able to be together, and all obviously that's a huge thing we all miss with it. But what's been the biggest challenge otherwise to your spiritual life during this period of time?
I think the biggest part is not being able to just like sit across from someone and like that's not your family. But again, a big plus was getting to spend time with your family and to see how much that they do care about your faith, that you are being able to watch the live services and do all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think that was encouraging to me.
Yeah. What about you? Any particular challenge you could identify to?
I think it was harder trying to find new ways to encourage others.
All right. Mm-hmm. So what I noticed, and I wonder if you guys can identify with this. So the first week, it was all new. Man, mm-hmm. I tried to set into a routine, get a whole bunch done every day and all that kind of stuff. After about 10 days of that, the excitement kind of plateaued and headed down. It's hard to keep your spirits up, mm-hmm. isn't it? And that's one of the things about it. And that's one of the things when I see the enthusiasm in young people's lives. That's one of the things that I miss getting to see as much. So when we're hitting on all beats as a congregation, one of the things that we've had going has been the ties that bind. Kind of the deal where you guys have somebody in another generation who's involved in your life. Have you had any interaction back and forth with your people in that way?
Mm-hmm.
Who has it been, Lijet?
Well, we're both the same. We have the same ties that bind people. We're with the Barry and Cindy and Brian Hannah.
Wonderful.
And Russell and Elizabeth mm-hmm. Lilly. And so we kind of are able to keep each other in check and make sure we're checking in on them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll call or text them every once in a while. And both of them actually came to one of my baseball games yesterday.
Oh, cool.
So I got to see them there. And I think the ties that bind has been a very good thing to mm-hmm. have, to be able to see or to share experiences with the older generation.
Yeah, when you mentioned having people outside your family mm-hmm. that you've missed, that's a good thing. I'm sure you've encouraged them too. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for being open to that. And if you had to stop and think about what's happened, and if I ask you, all right, what's a lesson that you think we all should take from having had this happen? Like you mentioned, Elijah, like 1 week we'd never heard of anything of this or ever even thought about it. Next week, we're staying home. Mm-hmm. So what's one lesson that you think maybe we should remember from this?
I texted Maddie about this, and she said, I really liked her. She said, like, don't take the little things for granted.
Yeah.
And it was
don't take the little things for granted.
Yeah.
I think one of my biggest takeaways, I guess, is everything's temporary. Like, all the baseball season, track season, all that stuff that we work hard for it, and it just, a little thing can just take it all away. And a lot of coaches say, like, play every play if it's your last.
Yeah.
And for the seniors last year, it was. And so I really feel for them. And now I think that we all realize that everything's temporary.
So I can appreciate you fellas. I hadn't really thought about what you're getting at, but you both noticed what this has done in the lives of other people that you know who didn't miss a part of one season, but they're going to have another season. They missed their last mm-hmm. opportunity at that. Do both of you have friends like that who are seniors?
Yep.
Yeah. And in that way, we think about not just ourselves, but what goes on in other people's lives. And I think that's what Christians need to do. And I appreciate your noticing that. And thinking about where we go from here, and what are you hoping for as we go forward here in your school life first? In your own life, you're obviously hoping for a season, and I assume you never look forward to geometry as much in the classroom as this.
We got about 2 weeks in, and I was like, man, I miss school.
Did you ever think you'd be saying no words?
Okay.
Never. Yeah. So what about Devin? When your hopes going forward for this year and your school and all of that?
I'm just kind of hoping it's just a regular school year.
Yeah.
Like, I just mm-hmm. like, I'm hoping nothing, like, there's no promises, but I hope nothing is kind of affected.
Do you all know yet if your schools are both going to start on schedule, or is that still
still up in the air?
Right now it still says the same date as it had before, but it can be changed real quick, I guess.
So you're getting ready for it as if it were going to happen, but you don't really know. Okay, I got you.
We are able to have summer school.
Okay.
And I'm sure that'll be a little different, but mm-hmm. we'll just have to see.
Yeah. What about in our life as a congregation? What going forward now? Looking only forward, what are you thinking? What are you hoping for?
I'm hoping that all the youth events are still going on. That's okay. What I've kind of missed those.
Yeah.
Everybody has, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're hoping that that part of your life, your school life, your church life, can have some sense of getting to do things you like to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. For both of you, is that?
Yeah. Those youth events that you get to see everybody, and they're really uplifting, I think. And then just meeting regular on Sundays and Wednesdays, that'll to me will be a lot of encouragement to see everybody here and being able to handshake and hug and I'll do all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if we've ever thought of that as something that we'd take for granted. So you said you've been in participating in some of Justin's classes. We heard Justin announce for us just the last time we met here the camp, water mill, and that kind of thing going forward. At least that's an effort to substitute.
Yeah.
Like, I know you've been involved in Bible camps and so on and all of that. So, here is something that we are missing now, but we're trying to do what we can to make a time for you guys to remember. I'm glad for that part of it. Thanks to your family for helping with that, and I hope it'll be a blessing to everybody. One of the things we've mentioned when we've been visiting with our people is the way the members of our congregation get creative to try to do what they what they see that needs to be done. Can you think of a creative thing that you have done, or you've seen people that you know about, either other youth group members or your families or whatever, a creative thing to meet a need that exists that you've seen during this period of time?
What came to my mind was at Sawyer and McKenzie's wedding shower, when they still put it on because it was a good wedding shower, and all the food was Twinkies and oatmeal cream pies and just individual packaged stuff, to that way you could just pick it up and eat your own. But and it was a funny little thing, but it was good to.
It's memorable.
Yeah, it was very memorable.
Probably never been a wedding shower like that one.
And
so I remember it because there were a few left over. Okay, what about you, Devin? You think of any creative thing that you've seen, or
I've seen the Twinkies and that kind of stuff before. Like, I feel like that's kind of a very popular snack right now. So.
So I've been asking also people from different generations, have there been any kind of any scripture or any thing from a spiritual standpoint that's kind of emerged to be a favorite for you, or something that's been important to you through this period of time? Any spiritual principle or scripture passage or thing like that that's become more important to you?
I was reading through 2 Corinthians, and in 2 Corinthians, I think it's 4, and the like verses, the last part of it, it's pretty much says just don't lose heart, because this is temporary, and there will be better things that come along.
It'll make the weight of glory even more meaningful. Your inner man can still be renewed day by day. That's one of my favorite ones too. What about you, Devin?
I was kind of reading through James, and like James 1, I think it was 2-4, where he says, like, consider it a joy, my brethren, like whenever you encounter various trials.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's kind of
It goes ahead to talk about what the impact of that can be on you longer term, in terms of growth or development. as I'm talking to you guys, we're about to start reading James in our daily Bible reading, so it'll give us a chance to think about that here. We'll be beginning a year for some of our young people who'll be like coming to the youth group now. Mm-hmm. You guys are getting to be the old guys who are going to be the leaders. And if you think about what this would be like for somebody younger like that, and having the usual things not be happening in the same way they would have, you understand, I think, the situation they're in, just like you do with the situation of ones older than you. Mm-hmm. What kind of a blessing do you think people who have more experience or a little more experience can be to those who are not as far along in grades or ages yet as they are? What kind of benefit did you guys get from people who were a little older than you?
I think it was definitely like they showed us like the right way on how to kind of lead.
All right, just by example.
That was a lot of it. Example.
Mm-hmm. Part of that, just by taking a lead and just by going on. Mm-hmm. Okay,
they're just kind of grabbing you and taking them along on whatever they were doing with you, and just to show you how what a good Christian example should look like. Mm-hmm. That helped a lot.
Mm-hmm. whenever we have gotten started back trying to meet together now to figure out the way that we meet the needs that exist in our lives, maybe that we wouldn't have noticed before, that causes us to stop and think about the ways in which the things that don't change apply to changing situation. Tell me something that you can see in your life which was there before all this happened and will still be there when all this is done. Tell me something that you think remains unchanged that you've noticed stays the same no matter what.
Chores.
All right. So some things still have to be done every day. All right. Do you have anybody in your life who helps remind you of that?
Two individuals.
Okay. What about you, Devin? Can you think of anything that stays the same that we should remember?
Mine was more like kind of like a spiritual aspect. Like we're never alone through this. Like I feel like God was like He's always there for us.
All right.
No matter.
The class that we had with you. When we learned who God says He is, and that still doesn't change,
right?
I know that, and God is in control of all of this, even if we can't see it at the moment. He's still steadfast.
Gina mentioned a couple weeks ago the passage that says Jesus Christ the same. Mm-hmm. Today and yesterday and forever, and we kind of get reminded that those things, there are still things that are not changed by all this, and it's helpful to remember that, I think. Not to put either of you in a deal where you have to answer this, but are there any concerns that you have when you think about going forward now? Are there any things that people your age would be any special concerns that you'd be feeling right now that the rest of us might not guess about looking forward here?
Well, the being stuck at home, you kind of get to see a lot of things that are in the news, and that I never really had paid attention to any of that, but there's just so many different opinions and conflicts, and people don't seem to know how to get over it, and that sign right behind you says, "I disagree with you, but I still like you as a person, who's a human being, and I will treat you like that, because if I didn't, it would make everything bad, and that's what lots of people do, and it's lame."
Yeah.
And I like that quote because it's like watching all that, I see how people disagree with people and don't treat them like a human being, and how it just keeps making it in a constant cycle.
Yeah. It wouldn't be bad to have all news reports done with that background.
No.
Yeah. Does that more, when you watch that kind of stuff, does it more confuse you? Do you think of how confusing it is, or does it more worry you for the future, or does it make you more feel sorry for how things are?
Blend of those, I think. It's
a
just,
blend.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand most of it, but it's just the way that I see the people treat each other. And their interactions, that they just can't seem to find what they have in common, and what, like, when I get in a disagreement with most people, I forgive them and overlook it because I know we both have a common faith, and that helps a lot.
Yeah, that seems to be an ability that's missing in a broader base, doesn't it? How about you, Devin? Are there any concerns that you can identify when you're thinking about going forward? I've already heard you guys say getting ready for a school year and not knowing if it's going to happen the same or that kind of. So that part I understand, not knowing if what we planned for is going to happen. Are there other things that you notice?
I know with me personally, like, I'll get comfortable kind of staying home and not getting involved. Like, whenever things start opening back up again, like, I hope it's, because I know, like, I'll have to make myself kind of go to stuff, because I get in the routine of just staying home and getting comfortable.
Yeah. I hope everybody kind of misses being able to do stuff, and once it's safe enough, of course, being able to be active and get to interact with other people.
Yeah, so gaining the confidence that it's safe enough is a big deal. What about what you need from us as your brothers and sisters in the congregation here? What do you need from us? What do we need to know that people your age, where you guys are, need from the rest of us as we move forward?
Maybe like just the. Because I know, like, there's been trials that the older generation has had that we haven't, and this is kind of something that's new to everybody, but their advice still can count towards what we need. And so just kind of just a person to get back and forth conversation. And
a presence in your life.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What about, can you add to that, Devin? Anything that you see that people your age need from the rest of us in your church family?
I think it's even like kind of like the topic. I mean, like, we're all in this together still. Like, all none of us, like, are alone. We're all going through this together.
Just the fellowship, in other words. That aspect of
and
it.
And seeing people in the church doing different things to try to keep things going as normal. And that's encouraging to me to see everyone do that.
Yeah, me too. And there are people doing that. And we've got some, I heard the announcements about things that are planned for different groups and families and so forth this summer. So we got a lot to pray about in those ways. What are you excited about this coming year? And it can be school, church, family. What are you excited about?
All of the above.
All of the above. All right.
I agree. Yeah.
What about the other people you talk to and the young people here at Watermill? Can you identify any things that they're excited about looking forward here?
I think they kind of agree.
Yeah, just get back to being able to sit in these chairs.
Having a class.
Yeah. And all that kind
being
of thing.
Being able to discuss.
Yeah. Well, we want you both to know that we're really proud of not just the two of you, but a whole bunch of young men and women here that we expect to have great things happen in their lives. I've learned in visiting with our people here that all age groups of us have our own special concerns and hopes and dreams, and also challenges with this kind of thing that we've been going through. I'm proud of how our people have survived it and have thrived within it as much as they can. And while I know that we all are looking forward to getting on with things, and we all also at least recognize we need each other, and we can be thankful for each other, and we can be thankful that the Lord's going to be with us and help us as we go along. So I really thank your folks for letting you off work for a few minutes to come and talk with us. And you all are both blessed with many talents. Use them for the Lord, and I want you to know how much you're an encouragement to the rest of us.
Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you. Okay.